From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
It is no longer practical to conduct even an abbreviated season. Accordingly, I have no choice but to announce the formal cancellation of play for 2004-2005.
Very disappointed. I mean, no hockey season. My business is dead. I mean, we need hockey. I mean, Canada hockey is bread and butter on the table. We need hockey back. I'm really disappointed.
Al-Qaeda is intent on finding ways to circumvent U.S. security enhancements to strike Americans in the homeland. It may be only a matter of time before Al-Qaeda or other group attempts to use chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear weapons.
Could we create the personal accounts without any substantial borrowing for the transition?
Obviously, if you raise taxes, you could.
What about cutting benefits?
You could certainly do it that way,
too. One of those two.
Yes.
This bill would help shield large corporations from any accountability for Enron-style shareholder fraud, for activities that violate employee rights under state law, and for telemarketing fraud targeted at the elderly. When Americans are injured or even killed by Vioxx or Celebrex, or discriminated against by Walmart, they may never get their day in court.
How about the Poland Springwater case, where the lawyers got $1.35 million in the Wheel of Fortune, and the consumers got coupons to buy more of the water that the lawyers were alleging was defective?
I'm pleased to announce my decision to nominate Ambassador John Negroponte as Director of National Intelligence.
I'm honored that you would select me to be the first Director of National Intelligence. Providing timely and objective national intelligence to you, the Congress, the departments and agencies, and to our uniformed military services is a critical national task.